In previous court appearances, Castro has kept his head down, chin pressed to his chest. This time, Judge Pamela Barker told him to look up, which he did. She then read through an abridged list of the 977 counts against Castro, hundreds of counts each of kidnapping and rape, and two counts of aggravated murder for allegedly causing one of the women to miscarry through physical abuse. Castro's attorneys have said a trial involving the death penalty is unnecessary and got the chance to argue that privately before a Capitol Review Committee last week. Joseph Froelich, a spokesman for the prosecution, says prosecutors are still deciding on that point.
We retain the right, as noted in the two aggravated murder counts in Friday's indictment, to come back with a third superseding indictment that would include a death penalty spec.
Defense attorney Craig Weintraub says the defense is still hoping to avoid going to trial.
What we are doing is looking forward to the resolution of this matter to spare the women of having to provide any details of these horrible events to the world at large.
Weintraub says he's still preparing for a trial, though. It's set to begin August 5th. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.